Now, from today, new laws governing the practice of tipping come into force, providing a boost to workers' rights. Under the Payment of Wages Act, employees now have a legal entitlement to receive tips and gratuities paid in electronic form. The new law also requires that this money should be paid to workers in a manner that is fair. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath, has been out and about in Galway this lunchtime and spoke to a cafe owner and some of those working in the sector about their views on this new law.
First I heard of it was this morning on the radio on the way into work, that we have to legally display a sign letting customers know what we do with the tips, basically. So here they're divided evenly amongst all staff. Owner or higher up management don't take anything. All the floor staff, kitchen get an even amount.
And you've got all high tech here. This is new to me. Tap me to tip.
Customers can tap their card. It'll allocate take a euro off each card, and it'll go directly into the staff's bank accounts.
So new rules, more security for employees. A good thing?
Yeah, it is. And I think it's better for customers as well, because we get asked like very often where our tips go. So just to reassure people that like it is going to floor staff who is serving them.
I think it's a good idea, because you are going to be guarded, that you are going to be sure that you are getting your tips.
And in places you work, is it usually the case that the tips are allocated fairly, or sometimes can it be unfair?
I think sometimes it can be unfair, yeah. So, because you are not getting all the tips that you actually get handed to your hand. It has to be splitted. And sometimes the one that is splitting all the tips, they forget about you by any chance. So I think it's fair if we have new rules.
Restaurant workers in Galway speaking to Pat McGrath this morning. Well, let's talk now to Fiona Dunn from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, who was involved in the campaign to bring all this about. Fiona, welcome to the programme. Thanks for taking our call this afternoon. I suppose it's one thing to pass a law that says that people working in restaurants should get those tips, but how will that be ensured? What can employees do if they're not getting the tips?
Thanks, Brian, for inviting me onto the programme this afternoon. Yeah, it's the same as all employment legislation. We would, number one, say the most important thing for employees to do is join the union, because then they get the advice and the support to be able to get the entitlements that they have under the law. In terms of the tips, the new legislation, it does provide the employer has to have a policy and has to display the policy of how they how they divide the tips and how the tips are given back to employees. So it's important that employees are aware of that. And we've, through One Galway, we've been kind of, engaging with people over the last number of years, trying to get them to understand that they need to talk to their employer about the policy, mm-hmm. and that customers also need to talk to the waiting staff and find out what happens to the tips. Mm-hmm. But now that it's the law, there's a number of things employers have to do. So they have to display the policy. They have to talk to their employees about how the tips will be distributed, mm-hmm. and to ensure that it's fair under legislation. The card tip or the electronic tips are protected by regulations, which is very welcome. But mm-hmm. also what's really important about this legislation is the service charge is returned to workers, because we found that, through research and through anecdotally talking to workers, that the service charge was being retained mainly in full, actually, by employers.
So the service charge and the tips can't be used to pay basic salary.
No, it outlaws, the legislation also outlaws using tips, gratuities and service charge in any shape or form to top up wages.
The Restaurant Association have some concern that this could result in less money going to restaurant workers, because it seems the practice in many cases is that tips aren't taxed. But once you formalise it now, particularly if the payments are made electronically, then it'll have to go through the tax system. What's your view on that?
Okay. Yeah, well, there's a couple of things around that. This doesn't change the tax. This doesn't change the liability. People were, they had to declare their tips, and if it went through the system, it was taxed anyhow. Mm-hmm. So, the fact that we're now saying 20% of 100% tips is more than, 100% of zero, which is what we were hearing from employees. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. The other thing we would say as well to the Restaurant Association is that they are, this is the lowest paid sector in the country. Tipping is just one element that we worked on in terms of inequality. But there's, you know, the terms and conditions of workers in hospitality, this tipping campaign shines a light on that. Mm. They're precarious, they're low paid, they have long working hours. There's a lot of respect and bullying and harassment issues that we've been speaking to workers about. Right. So there are problems in the industry. We've highlighted that through the tipping campaign, but we've also highlighted to the Joint Directors Committee during the summer about some of the issues. So the tipping is sort of a kind of one very small element which we saw was unfair for workers.
Just a
final
question,
we do believe.
Yeah. But I was just going to say, on the tipping, and we had one cafe owner there who wasn't aware, heard something about it, but wasn't aware that it was coming into force today. Is there a job of work to be done on publicising this? Briefly, if you can, Fiona.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we would say to everybody going to a restaurant to talk to the waiting staff. We'd also say to employees in the hospitality sector, please join a union. Please talk to us. We are going to be advertising this across the industry and to as many workers as possible. And delighted that we're on this program because a lot of people listen to this on the lunchtime. So just to ask about the tip and for employees to talk to their employer and to talk to each other about making sure that they have a fair system in place.
Fiona Dunn from the Congress of Trade Unions. Thanks very much for that.